Hola, soy Nayeli de Campeche y esto es Spanish TV.
Today's Spanish tidbit is a close relative of the last Spanish tidbit where we discussed quedar. You can see that one at gringoespanol.com/tidbits/quedar. That link is also in the description. This time we're going to discuss the word faltar. If you look up the word faltar on Google Translate, it tells you that it means to fail. Okay. I've never claimed to know everything about Spanish. In fact, it's the opposite. I'll probably be learning Spanish until the day I die. But I've never heard the word faltar used for to fail. It's not hard to imagine a way to use faltar for fail, but I've always heard fallar, suspender, and reprobar for to fail. I only tell you all this because faltar, to me, the way I hear it used almost exclusively, is to lack in some way. All the uses of faltar that I hear in real life, that I can think of right now at least, in some way come back to lacking. This is kind of the opposite of quedar. I have two left would be me quedan dos. Well, I lack two, or I need two more, could be said me faltan dos. Faltar works just like gustar here. I need two more is me faltan dos, but I need one more is just me falta uno. Faltan versus falta. You need two more would be te faltan dos, and you need one more would be just te falta uno. Then the same for le, nos, os, and les. Le falta, le faltan, nos falta, nos faltan. If you're at all confused, you should probably watch the Spanish quickie I made called Verbs Kinda Like Gustar. That link is also in the description. But faltar is often used without the indirect object pronoun, without the me, te, nos, or le or les. Like if you hand money to somebody and it's not enough, they could just say falta, which means you're missing some basically. Or if you fill out a form and you miss a question, they could just say falta, you missed one. These are obviously not direct translations, but that's how this works sometimes. Some more examples without the indirect object pronoun. If you're at a restaurant and all the food comes except one thing, you could say falta, or falta la pizza, or faltan las papas fritas. Falta would just be something's missing. Falta la pizza would be the pizza's missing, and faltan las papas fritas would be the french fries are missing. Notice without the indirect object pronouns, it's more general. Falta la pizza is the pizza is missing, while nos falta la pizza would be we're missing the pizza. Just a little different. They both mean the same thing in reality. Also notice that even though I'm using a lot of different translations for faltar, they all come back to lacking something. The pizza is missing, you're lacking the pizza. You missed one, you're lacking an answer. You need two more, you're lacking two. See how this works? Faltar means to lack. It's used and translated a million different ways, but it always comes back to lacking. So if you see it used in a little different circumstance, just assume somebody is lacking something in some way. If you have any questions, please ask them below. I'll see you in the next tidbit. My name is Jordan, and I love Spanish.